ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Tumah is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nata Getzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Mura Daf Yud Beis. I'll begin with the suffix of the Gemara Taban Maviral from Ed Beis. Boi minei Abaya mi Rabba, that's the Girsa of the Shita Mekubetes, Hikdash Oiro Ma'u Ba'avoida. Where is the suffix in the case where he's Makdash the Oir of a Behima? What is it then? Is it mutter to be Oivir with that Behima? Rashi explains the suffix is only as far as Avoida, not as far as Giza, because Giza is not Machish L'Oir, Avoida, however, is Machish L'Oir, therefore has a suffix only as far as Avoida, not as far as Giza. Now the first point we'll discuss over here is, in the previous Shaila of the Gemara, Hikdash Chad Eiver Ma'u Begiza, over there the Shita Mekubetzes in Oris Lamed Gimel explained that the Gemara suffix is according to the Shita of Yehuda, that we do not say that when one is Machish one Eiver, it's Pashta to the rest of the Behema. Because if we would hold like Rabbi Yossi, and when he's Makdash one Aver, it's Pashto, the entire Behemah is in the Skadish, then obviously the Suffolk of the Gemara would not be Negeya, the whole Behemah has a din of a carbon. What about this next Suffolk? Would the Shita Mekubetzes say the same thing, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the Shah is not Negeya because it's a din of Pashto? So the Shita Mekubetzes addresses this in Eis Chav Dalid, and he has a Suffolk over there. He says, Tarach Ian, according to Rabbi Yossi, in a case when one is Makdash the Ur of the Behemah, do we say that it's Pashto to the rest of the Behemah, just like when he's Makdash the Regel? Or, perhaps Or is different, and the reason for that is because Or is not Roy La Krova. Perhaps only when one is Makdash and Eva, which is Roy La Krova, that's what we'll say the dinner of Pashto. Hashanki, when he's Makdash, is part of the animal which it itself is not Roy La Krova, there we're not going to say that it's Pashto to the rest of the Behemah. If we go like the second side, the Shidim Gretas says, and this Safak of the Mar can even be according to Rebasi, here even Rebasi will be masking that there is no dinner of Pashto. Now it's not so clear what the Shidim Gretas means to say, that perhaps the din of Pashto is only in a case where he's Makdash an Eiver, which is Roy La Krova. When one is Makdash a Regel for a carbon, it does not always go on the Mizbeach, it depends what type of carbon it is. Although by an Oila, all the Basar goes on the Mizbeach, therefore a Regel would be considered something which is Roy La Krova. If, however, he's Makdash a Regel for a Shlomim, the Basar of a Shlom does not go on the Mizbeach. The only thing that does go is the Imurim, the internal limbs. Therefore, why would the Regel be considered Roy La Krova any more than the Oyer? And Kapshuta, the din of Pashta is not only by an Oila, although that is the example which the Gemara gives, Raglai Shazu Oila, and this is how the Rambam brings it down as well, he's talking about an Oila. However, the Achayim and Mavur, Ashlam also would have the din of Pashta, according to Rabbi Yossi. The only case which the Achayim do discuss is a Chatos, Midash David in his country, Spinyane Kochim and Simon Beis, where he talks about the din of Pashta, he says a Chatos of Ashlam would not have the din of Pashta, but Pashtas Ashlamim would. Therefore, even in a case where he said Raglai Shazu Shlamim, according to Basi, also the entire behemoth would become a shlamim, even though the regal itself is not something which would go on the mizbeach by a shlamim. The teretz is, since the maisa it is part of the carbon, when one is makdash a chelik of the carbon, he's giving a kedusha as a carbon regardless of whether that specific limb will end up on the mizbeach. Just as when one is makdash a behemoth for a shlamim, the entire behemoth becomes a shlamim, it's not only the parts that are going to go on the mizbeach, so too when he's makdash one ever, he's giving a shame shlomim to that Eiver, it doesn't make a difference whether that Eiver is going to actually go on the Mizbeach or not. If so, the same should also apply as far as the skin of the animal. If he's Makdash the Ur, what difference does it make if Ur is not Roy La Krova, it's still part of the animal, and he's Makdash the Chelik of the animal with the Kedushas carbon. Midrash Tov over there in Sifkot and Beis, he discusses this Shita Mekubetzes, and first he asks the Kasha on the Shita Mekubetzes, what does the Shita mean to say that this will be telling the Machikis Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Yehuda, whether you'll say Pashta? Before he mentioned the svar that perhaps here even Rebbe Yossi will be masking that you don't say Pashto on Oyer. But he asks, L'chaira, Oyer is Eiver Shana Neshama Tluya Bo, even according to Behuda, it won't be that you say Pashto. He quotes the Gemara in Chulin in Perek Eilu Trefis, Daf Nandalid. This is referred to over there as Hagluda. Gluda means the entire skin of the animal was removed. The animal cannot live that way. It's called a Trefa. If so, then even Rebbe Yehuda will be masking, since it's an Eiver Shana Neshama Tluya Bo, you should say Pashto. Akarchil Mikdash David says there must be some svar why here you don't say Pashto. And he proves not everything which is considered an aver of the behemoth, when one is Makdash it, do we say Pashto. For example, he says, if you hold Uber Yerech Imoy, and one is Makdash the Uber as a carbon, why don't we say Pashto to the rest of the behemoth? If the Uber is considered a Yerech, or limb of the mother, we should say Pashto just like we say Pashto according to Rebasi from any other limb. Akarchil, there are certain exceptions, Mikdash David explains, even something which is referred to as an aver of the behemoth, but if it's not the Iker Behema, like the Uber, from that you not say Pashta. And so too, as far as the Ur, you would have to say a similar Svara. The Ur is not considered the Iker of the Behema. Therefore, you don't say Pashta, because if you would say Pashta, then even according to Behuda,
he would also be masking to say Pashtun in this case, since it's an Eivor Shana Shama Tlu Yaba. Migdash Dovah does not give a clear gedder what would be considered the Ikar of the Behema to have the din of Pashta, but as far as the Ur is concerned, we could explain this Lachar is what the Shita Mugbetes means to say, that since even a carbon which does go entirely on the Mizbeach and Eila, although the Torah said that it should be Kulay Kolal on the Mizbeach, still the Torah gave a din Hefshit, the Ur is supposed to be skinned before the Behema goes on the Mizbeach, you see that that's not something which is considered Roy Lakrova Bechlal, something which never has Akrova, it's Bedafka skinned, that would not be considered the Ikar Behema, and therefore there would not be a din of Pashta. Now based on this discussion, whether there's a din of Pashta when one is Makdish the Oyer, there are a number of Achayim who explain the Shita of the Rambam. The Biskrov brings this for Shem Reb Chaim and the Eilu Shleima. The Rambam did not quote this suffix of our Gemara Bechlal. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, Hukhus M'ila Halacha Yud Gimel, he quotes the previous suffix of our Gemara, Hikdish Chad Eivir Mahu, but this suffix, Hikdish Oyer Mahu, that the Rambam does not bring at all. And the Achayim explained the Pshat is because the Rambam held that it would not be possible to have a case where he was Makdish the Oyer and the rest of the Behemoth is not Niskadish, since there will be a din of Pashta even according to Behuda, since the Ur is an Eivor Shana Shama Tlu Yaba. If so, what was the Gemara's Shaila? They explain the suffix of the Gemara is going according to the man the Omer, why is Behuda Maitin that you say Pashta? But Dovash Oysa Oysa Nevela. It's not enough Dovash Oysa Oysa Trefa, it has to be Dovash Oysa Oysa Nevela. And therefore Oyer, which is Oysa Oysa Trefa, it's not Oysa Oysa Nevela, the Gemara does have a good Shaila, since according to Behuda there's no Pashta, so the Gemara is a suffix, what is the din, if only the Ur is Niskadish? But the Rambam Lalocha Paskin is like the Shita of Reb Chizda. Reb Chizda holds, even Davash Oysa Yisa Trefa also is a din of Pashto. Therefore, this suffix of Gemara is not negiah according to the Rambam, since when one is Makdish the Ur, even according to Behuda, there will be a din of Pashto, since Ur is something which is Oysa Yisa Trefa. Now, we should just mention, there is another simple way to answer the Rambam, why he left out our case, and that is if he was Gurus like the Shita of Mekubetus over here in Ois Chav Dalid, he had a different Girsa in the suffix of the Gemara. Instead of the Girsa that we have, Hikdish Eiramahu, his girsa was Hikdish Ubra Mahu, the same suffix that we have as far as the Ur. The other girsa has a suffix, what is it then if one is Makdish the Ubra inside? Is it also to be Ovid with the mother? According to that girsa, the Tashma which the Gemara brings is direct Raya, as opposed to the girsa the way we have. According to our girsa, the Gemara is making a comparison between the case where one was Makdish and Ubra to the case where one was Makdish the Ur. If you hold like the girsa the Shita Mekubetes, the Gemara is bringing a direct Raya, a Reis which talks Mefurish about this case where he was Makdish the Uber. Now, as far as the Ikar Suffolk of the Gemara, if we go back to Ergisa, the Suffolk of the Gemara is when he was Makdish the Uyr. So as Rashi says, there's no Suffolk as far as Giza, because that's not Makdish the Uyr. The Suffolk only is as far as Avida, which is Makdish the Uyr. That was the Gemara's Suffolk, and the obvious problem over here is, and the previous Suffolk of the Gemara, the case of Hikdish Chad Eivor Mahu, the other Gemara had a Suffolk as far as Giza is concerned, and there Rashi explained as far as Avida is Poshut that it's Aser, because when he's Eivid with this behemoth, he's Machish that Eivid which he was Makdish. There the Gemara assumes as a Dover Poshet, doing Avida which weakens the Eivid that he had been Makdish, that is definitely Yasser. So what's the Pshat over here? As far as Avida, the Gemara does have a Suffolk, even though it is Machish the Ur, what is the Tzad to say that this would be Mutter? So in the Sefer Dvar Shol and Simon Chov Vov, Sifkat on Yud, he explains that there's a Chilik between the Eivir and Ur. Eivir, when he's doing Avida with the behemoth, he's doing Avida with all the Eivorim. So in the previous suffix of the Gemara, when he was Makdish one Eivor, that Eivor is taking part of the Avodah and it's being Hukhash through this Avodah, that's Pashut that it's Aser. Ashenkin over here, as far as the Oyer, the Vashal explains, we don't look at the Oyer as if it's taking part in the actual Avodah being done. The Koyach which is needed to do Avodah is attributed to all of the limbs, but not to the skin of the animal. Therefore, even though the skin is being Hukhash when it does Avodah, but since it's not taking part in the Avodah, the Gemara decided to say that it would be Mutter. According to this Hezber, the Raya of the Gemara from the case where he was Makdish the Uber would be from that which we see over there that since it's Hukhash, it's also to do Avodah with the mother, even though there also we don't attribute the Koyach of the Avodah to the Uber, although it's a Chelik of the mother and it's being Hukhash, we don't look at some of the strength of the Avodah coming from the Uber and still it's Aser. That was the Gemara's comparison, Hu Adin as far as the skin also will be Aser since the skin is being Hukhash. Now continue on to the next Suffolk of the Gemara.
Boy Minei Abayim Mir of Yosef. If one has a behemoth meuberes, the mother is a shlamim, and the vlad inside is chulin, what is the din if he shechted in the hazara? The Rashi over here explains, the case is talking about that he was makdish a behemoth meuberes chutz meubro, and Rashi says, here everyone is masking that the vlad is not kadosh, And the Chayyur Rashi means to say, when he says Livre Akoyel, is that this is not telling the Machoikis whether Bime Iman Hen Kedoshim or Bav Yosin Hen Kedoshim, because here he was Meshayer the Vlad. The Machoikis whether Vlad is Kotchim Bime Iman Hen Kedoshim or Bav Yosin Hen Kedoshim, that's in the case where he was Makdash Abahim, and then afterwards it was Nisabra. And as far as whether one can be Makdash the mother and be Meshayer the Vlad, that could be isn't Machoikis. Surely, according to the way the Gemara understood originally, the Machoikis for Bechanin and Barpado on Dafir and Dafir Aleph, the way Rashi learned the Sugya over there, the Gufa argued whether one can be Meshayer the Vlad, whether we say Uber Yerech Imoy, and one cannot be Meshayer the Vlad, or Uber Lavlerech Imoy, one can be Meshayer the Vlad. That was definitely the Machoikis, according to the way the Gemara understood originally. After the Gemara comes to Maskana, the Gemara says that Barpado is also Maskim, that one can be Makdash of Vlad Bime Imo as long as the mother is a Tmimo. At that point already, it could be Barpado is Maskim, that one can't be Meshayer Levlad. This is telling the Machlekes and the Achreinim had to understand the Maskonas HaSugyo that we said over from Ableib Haimin was Maskonas HaSugyo, even Barpada's Maskim, that one can't be Meshayer Levlad, Uber Lav Yerachimoy, is still Barpada holds that one cannot be Makdash Levlad when it's Bimei Imam who's a Balmum, since the Vlad is not Roy La Krova until it's born. And here in this case, when the mother is a Balasmum, it also does not have a Krova Aga of the mother, therefore Kedusha Seguf cannot be Chal on the Uber. According to that Mahalach, both Barpad and Yerbechon are maskim, the best of the Vlad and the mother can be separated. Shairi Meshuyar, therefore one can be Makdash the mother and be Meshayar the Vlad as Chulin. According to that Mahalach, the Shaila over here of Hishlamim and Vlad of Chulin could even be Bedas Barpada. Others learn the Maskonas HaSugyo of the Machlekes Barpada and Yerbechon differently. The Stipler has a different Mahalach. The way he learns, even the Maskonas Barpada holds Shairi Einim Meshuyar. If so, the Shaila over here in the Gemara will not be Bedas Barpada. But like upon him, either way, when Rashi says the Divrei Akoyel, Kipshute is not referring to this Nidoin, whether Shire Meshuyar or Shire Inu Meshuyar, as Rashi is contrasting this to a case where one was Makdash Behemah and afterwards it became a Moberes, it is a Machlaikis, whether the Uber B'me'ime will have Kedusha, that's Talim Bav Yosin and Kedushin or B'me'iman and Kedushin. Rashi, in the case where he's Makdash Behemah Moberes, there Rashi says it would not be Talim this Machlaikis. Here, if he's able to be Meshire the Vlad, then the Kuli Alma, whether you hold Bladis Kutcher Behemoth Ekdoshin or Bav Yosin Ekdoshin, in this case, who is Makdash Behemoth Moberes, the Vlad will not have a Kedusha. The Rashash says like this clearly that when Rashi says the Divrei Kol, this is what he's referring to. Now, the next line of the Gemara, the Gemara says, Lamanda Omer Vladi Kutcher Bav Yosin Ekdoshin, Mihavi Chulun Bazoro. So, Gopshuta, this is the second Shiloh. The first Shiloh is a case where the mother is a Shlom and the Vlad is Chulun. In that case, like we said, that's talking about he was Makdash Moberes. The next case of the Gemara is the case where he was Makdash Behemoth afterwards it was Nisabra. The Shita Mekabetzis and the Ashmotis and Eis Chavzayin, he brings B'Shem Rashi that these are two separate Shailas. The truth, the way we have the Gersa of Rashi, this is not so poshut, but he was Gersa in Rashi, Dibra Maschel, Lamanda Omar. Rashi should read as follows. Rashi says, Kloimar, Eis Shehekdash Behemoth Vachgach Nisabra. In some Fusim we have the word Adam over there. Kloimar Adam Shehekdash. But the correct Gersa should be Eis Shehekdash. And what Rashi is trying to say is, this is a separate Shailah. One child in the case where he was Makdash and Moberes and Meshayer the Vlad, and a second child in the case where he was Makdash and Behemoth and it was in the Sabra afterwards, according to the Man Omer, Vlad is Kotchim Bav Yosin Hekdoshim, so that will be another example where the mother is Hekdish and the Vlad is Chulin. In both of these cases, the Gemara has a Safik about Chulin Bahazara. Now what exactly is the Safik of the Gemara? So there seems to be a Machikus between Rashi and Tosfos here. Rashi in the last line of Yidalef from Abayz, it says, Mi Havi Vlad Chulin Bahazara Umechayiv, the Holo Hekdish Uber, Oiloi, and the next Rashi as well, Amalei Loi Mechayiv. Rashi seems to be learning that we're talking about a Chiyiv Malkus. The Gemara Safik is one Chayiv Malkus for Shechting the Vlad, which is Chulin Ba'azara. As we'll see Behemshech, it's not so partial that there is a Chiyiv Malkus Bechal on Shechting Chulin Ba'azara. So the Lashon of Chayiv in Rashi would be difficult. But I'll compare either whether there's a Chiyiv Malkus or not, it seems like we're talking about the Isser, is one over the Isser of Shechting Chulin Ba'azara. Tosfos, on the other hand, in Dibur Maschel Hishlamim of Vlad Chulin, Tosfos explains the Safik is not as far as the Avera of Chulin Bazara, rather as far as the Isra of Chulin Bazara. In other words, does the Vlad become Osir Midin Chulin Bazara? Is the Vlad Mutar Bachilo or not? And Tosfos is bothered by Akash Alachar, we should be Poshid this Shaila from the Bryce of Nafir Aleph from Medalef. Over there we had a steer between two Bryces. One Bryce says, Ashaychir is Achatos, Mosavo ben Arbachai, the din is that it's Nechal as Besar Chatos. Another Bryce says that it's Nechal as Chulin. The Bryce which says that it's Nechal as Chulin is talking about a case where the Vlad did not have any Kedusha, and Tosfos is bothered, from that Braisa you see that even though the mother's Kedush and the Vlad is Chulin, you don't see that the Basar of the Vlad becomes Osir, Midin Chulin Ba'azara. Why was the Gemara not Poshut from that Braisa? Rakapam, this is Al Derech the Shita of Tosfos, that the Nidin was as far as the Isser Basar of the Vlad, As opposed to Rashi, who learns that the Nidin is as far as whether he's over the Isser of Shechting Chulin Ba'azara. And the Tzankotchim of he points out this Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Now in the Bir in the Sefer Mitzvahs of Reb Sadia Goin from Yeruchim Fisher Perlau, in Chelik Beis and Loisa Sey Reish Samach Dalid, he also discusses this Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. And he mentions the Ram over there, Ram Perak Beis Hochas Shchita Halacha Dalid. He says the Ram is also Mashmal Derech Tosfos. The Lashon of the Ram over there is, Ha'omer Behemazu Shlomim Uvlod Achulin, Im Nishchata Ba'azara Uvlod Omutr Ba'achilo, Nefisha Ina Yachal Ishchata Isa Berichag Mokoim, which is like the Pshitas of the Gemara Behemshach, Ra'akabam, the Mashmais of the Ram is, the Nidim was as far as the Isra Achilo, and that Ram Paskins there is Mutr Ba'achilo. Rabbi Rochum Fishel explains over there that Tosfos and the Ram did not want to learn like Rashi, that the Safik of the Gemara is as far as the Aveiro, since even if he was over the Ver, there is no Chiv Malkus, it's a Lavaba Machal Essay. As Gemara brings over here at the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the pasuk says Ki Yirchak Mimcha Mokim V'Zavachto. From there we learn Berichak Mokim Ata Zeveach V'Yata Zeveach B'Kiruv Mokim. So it's not a lav, rather it's a lav about Mechal Esei. There is no Chiv Malkus. Therefore, they do not want to learn the Gemara's Safik is as far as the Avera. There is no Nafkamina, since the case which the Gemara is talking about is a case where it was Shechted ready. It's not a Safik whether we can Shecht the Chatchila. Rather, the Safik is once it was done ready. What's the din? Akorach, we're not talking about any Chiv because there anyways is no Chiv Malkus. And what we're talking about is whether the Basar is Mutter Ba'achilo. In Rashi, he explains, Akarach held that there is a Chiv Malkus, even though Lechir is a Lav above Mechal Esei. He quotes the Tosfos in Pesachim, Daf Chav Daud, Amud Beis, Dibur Maschel HaKol Midim, as well as the Tosfos in Baba Kama, Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschel Di Yeshno. In both these places, Tosfos is Mavur that there is a Chiv Malkus. The Achrayim ask on these Tosfos in, Lechir is only Lav above Mechal Esei. Ba'akabam, this would seem to be the Shita of Rashi here as well, that there is a Chiv Malkus. And why did Rashi not want to explain the Safik is as far as the Heter Achila on the Basar? So Rabbi Rochum Fishel explains because the Lashon of the Gemara, when the Gemara is Peshered the Shail, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk, Kirchak Mecha Mokam Vizavachto. It says, if what we're talking about is the Heter Achila, the Gemara should have quoted the next word of the Pasuk, Kirchak Mecha Mokam Vizavachto Vachalto. From the word Vachalto in that Pasuk, we learn that only if you're Zavach, Berichak Mokam, there's a Heter Achila. If you're Zavach, Bekirv Mokam in the Azar, there is no Heter Achila. From here, Rashi saw that we're not talking about the Heter Achila on the Basar, rather we're talking about whether there's a Chiv Malkus for the Maisa Shechita. Now, I'll see further on a further hazard which Rabbi Rochum Fishel explains to understand the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos over here. We'll get back to that soon. But first, in the Pshitas of the Gemara, he points out, there's also a chilk between the way Rashi explains it and the Rambam. Rashi explains, what's the Pshitas of the Gemara? Mi kvina be kirchak mucha mokam vizavachto. The Lashon of Rashi is, The Pshitas of the Gemara according to Rashi is, here you're not going to be chayav for the Shechita of the Vlad in the Azara, since over here we can't say that you should have shechted it outside. So according to Rashi, that the need was to be mechayav Malkus on this Shechita, and that the Gemara says this same Shechita, which was the Shechita of the mother, cannot have been done outside, therefore there is no Chiv Malkus. The Ram, however, when he explains the Pshitas of the Gemara, he says that in this case, Vlad Mutter Ba'achila, the Ram says the reason why in this case the Vlad is Mutter Ba'achila, because you cannot have possibly shechted the Vlad Berichag Mokim. It's different than what Rashi says. Rashi says you're not over, there is no Chiv Malkus, because you couldn't have shechted the mother outside. The mother needed a Shechita Dafka inside. The Ram says there's no Isra Achila on the Vlad, because there's no way to shecht the Vlad outside. Since the need is as far as the Heter Achila on the Vlad, it's hard to say that it would be Osir Ba'achilas, because the Torah says he should have done a Berichag Mokim. Here, Betzim would be possible to wait until the Vlad is born and then shecht the Berichag Mokim. Still, the Gemara was Peshit, as the Rambam explains, since the Maisa right now there is no way to shecht the Vlad outside, therefore here the Torah did not aser if it had a Shechita done inside. Now, I'll mention here that there's a widely discussed Chakira in the Achreinim, how to understand the Heter of Ben Pekua. The Gemara in Chulon Daf Samach Tes learns from the Pasuk which says, V'chol Behema Mafres Esparas V'shishas Shesa, the end of that Pasuk concludes, Ba'behema Oysa Techelu. The Gemara darshins as if the Pasuk would have said, V'chol behema ba behema oisa teichelu, a behema found in another behema you can eat. From there we learn the heter of Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua is a Vlad which is found inside the mother that has Shechita. Then is that one can eat the Vlad without an additional Shechita. Even if the Vlad comes out alive, midiraisa, one could just kill it and eat it. And the many Achreim who posed the question, how to understand this heter of Ben Pekua, and there are two tzadim over here. One side would be that the Shechita of the mother is also considered a Shechita of the Vlad. Once the Vlad is considered shechted already, I did the Shechitas Simanim of the mother, afterwards one could eat the Vlad without an additional Shechita. The Gemara is mevuah, even if it's walking around for many years, still a din is that one could kill it at any time and eat it. It already had a Shechita.
That's one side. The other side, however, is to say, not that we consider that the Vlad already had a shechita, as what we learn from the pasuk of Kol Behemot Teichelu, is that when the mother is shechted, anything found inside is also mutter ba'achila. So even though Be'esem, the Vlad inside, never had a shechita, really it should be osir. So from the pasuk of Kol Behemot Teichelu, we learn that even a dover osir, which is found inside the mother, that had been shechted ready, is also mutter ba'achila. This chakir is posed by many achrenim, the Aspen Deraisa and Klal Yudalid, the Sefer Imre Moshe Simen Dalid, Rav Ochran the Kibbutz and Yonim on Chulin, Daf Ayin Daud Amud Beis, the Sefer Nois Yaakov Simen Vov, all these achrenim discuss how to understand the heter of Ben Pekua. The Aspen Deraisa says, L'chir there's a raya from the Aush to the Mishnah and Chulin Daf Ayin Daud is Mavur, that if you shech the mother and you find the Vlad inside that had died already, then is that the Vlad also is Mutter Ba'achilo. He says, if we'll understand the heter of Ben Pekua, as if a shechita was done to the Vlad, here in this case, where the Vlad was dead already, you cannot have a shechita, what will be the heter? From here he says, L'cher, this will be a right to the other side. The heter of the Vlad is because it's found inside the mother, not because it had its own shechita. And furthermore, he says, many Rishonim hold, even if the Vlad is a treifa, also the din is true, that you could eat the Vlad. L'cher, this is a right to that side. However, the Maisi is madchad these rayas, and the Chorin bring many nafkaminas that are totally in these two tzadim. I mentioned one nafkamina which the Asfan Deraisa brings. He quotes a Marit al-Ghazi in Bechiris, who has the suffix, what is the din with the cholov of the Ben Pekua? If the mother was shechted, a baby was found inside, and that baby is in a cave which also has cholov inside it, what is the status of that cholov? We know that the din is that cholov shchuta does not have the status of cholov, lain in the isser of basar b'cholov. Meaning when an animal is shechted, and there's milk found in the udder, that milk is not also to be eaten together with basar, does not have the status of cholov, lain in the isser of basar b'cholov. What about the cholov which is found inside the Ben Pekua? Now, Asfan Deraisa says this will be told in the Tut Stadim. If we consider that the Vlad also was mutter because we consider that the shechita of the mother is the shechita on the Vlad, if the Vlad also had a shechita, then the cholov which is found inside it has a din of cholov shchuta and would not be usher to be eaten with basar. If, however, the Vlad is mutter even without a shechita, the Torah was mechadesh to us that anything found inside the mother, even if it's something which Be'esem should have been usher, like here, it was really usher because it never had a shechita, still the Torah was matter it, so then the cholov that's found inside the Vlad would still have the status of cholov, it's not cholov shchuto, if it would be usher to be eaten with basar. This is one of the main nafkamiyas which the Achreinu bring to this shayla, how to understand the heter of the Vlad of Ben Pekua, is it mutter because we look at it as if it had shechita, or is it mutter even without a shechita? Agapam, the Asfan Deraisa and many other Achreinu as well, the Shuvas Zeifcha Yitzchok, Simon Laman Hei, from Rabbi Tzloponovicher, the Sefer Mekar Baruch, Chelik Aleph, Simen Lamed Dalid, and the Shar Yosher from Rav Shimon Shkop, and Shar Beis, Perichov Beis, they all bring a raya from Er Gemara over here to the tzad that it is considered that the Vlad itself had a shchuta. Because Er Gemara has the shayla, what is the din as far as the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara? In this case, where the mother is Shlomim and the Vlad is Chulin, this is the suffix of Er Gemara. What is the tzad to say that one would be over the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara if the Vlad never had a shchuta? Mishnah, if we understand that the shechita of the mother is considered a shechita for the Vlad as well, so we understand the need during the tzad to say that one would be over the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara for shechting the Vlad inside the Azara. However, according to the tzad that there is no shechita going on the Vlad, there's only a shechita of the mother, the Vlad is mutter even without a shechita, what would be the tzad to say that one is over the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara? And furthermore, even in the pshitus of the Gemara, the Gemara's poshet, mi kwinah be kiyirchak mcha amokin vizavachto, kipshut what the Gemara means to say, and this is Rashi's explanation, one is not over the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara, since in this case, one was not able to shecht the Vlad outside the Azara, since the mother had to have been shechted inside the Azara. In such a case, one is not over the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara. But Akupanum, we see that even in the Pshitas of the Gemara is still assuming the best when there's a shechita going on the Vlad, and that would be a sibur to say that one would be over the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara. The only reason he's not over is because in this situation, he had to shecht it inside the Azara, since the mother was a Shlomim. This Gemara L'chir is a clear raya to the tzad that there is a shechita going on in the Vlad, that's the heter of Ben Pekua. Now we understand clearly this raya works according to the shechita of Rashi in the Sugyo, where Rashi explains the need is as far as the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara, the Mashmois of Rashi is that there will be Malkus as well, and that the Achreinim have a good raya, how could we possibly suggest there should be a Chiv Malkus for shechting Chulin Ba'azara if the Vlad itself is mutter even without a shechita? This would be a raya that there is a shechita going on the Vlad. What about according to the Shita of Tosis, that the Nidin Nasugya is not as far as Malkus for the Shechita, the Nidin is as far as the Heter, is the Vlad Mutter Ba'achila, or is there also within Chulin Ba'azara? It would seem that according to Tosis also there would be a Raya, since the only time to say that this Vlad is also within Chulin Ba'azara is if it had a shchita in the Azara, the Torah gives an iser to basa which was nishchat in the Azara. If this vlad is much even without a shchita, how could it possibly have an iser of chulin ba'azara? From here, lechir, it's muchach that there is a shchita going on in the vlad, that's the heter of Ben Pakua, and therefore the Gemara is tzad to say that since the shchita on the vlad was a shchita of chulin ba'azara, therefore it should be aser. However, here B'das Tosis, the Chedor would be a svar to say, and this svar is brought by Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau in the piece that we mentioned before, and the stipler in Kilos Yaakov Simon Hay also says a similar svara, and that is, according to this tzad, that the Gemara is discussing the Isra Chila of the Vlad within Chulun Ba'azara. Even if we understand the heter of Ben Pakua is not to try that the Vlad had a Shechita, rather it's mutter without a Shechita, but Lamaisa, what was the matter of the Vlad? The matter was the fact that you shechted the mother. So here the heter achila of the Vlad was chal aydeya maisa shchita that was done in the Azara. It wasn't a maisa shchita to the Vlad itself. It was a maisa shchita to the mother. But al-Kabarim, that was the maisa which made the heter achila on the Vlad. And since that maisa shchita was done in the Azara, even though when it was done to the mother, there was no iser involved because the mother was kachim, but a maisa shchita which is done in the Azara cannot create a heter on something which is chulin. This is the side of the Gemara to say that the Vlad be osrim midin chulin ba'azara. Now, Rabbi Yochum Fishel Perlau uses this svara to explain the shita of Tosis over here. Why is it that Tosis did not want to learn the sugya derech Rashi? That the shayla about chulin ba'azara is whether to be mechayiv in malchus. So, firstly, we could say simply, he says that the Tosis holds there is no chiyuv malchus because it's only lav ba'mechalesei. However, he says we could also explain using the previous svara, and that is Tosis would hold as far as being mechayiv for the shita of chulin ba'azara, for the maisa shita, that definitely there would be no chiyuv. Even if theoretically there would be Malkus, but in this case, since he didn't do a Shechita to the Vlad, he only did a Shechita to the mother, Tosfos would hold like the Tzad of the Achronim, that the Heter to the Vlad is Chal Memela, Mikarech L'Gzeres HaKosov of Kol Bebehima Teichelu, therefore we definitely would not be able to be Mechaev him for the Maisa of Shechita Schulim Ba'azara. The Shalom just is as far as the Heter Achila on the Basar, there is a Tzad to say that even though there was no Maisa of Shechita Schulim Ba'azara, however still, since the Heter of this Vlad, which is Schulin, it's going to be chal aydei a maisa shchita which was done in the Azara, therefore the Vlad would get the Isser of chulin ba'azara. This is how Rabbi Yochum Fishel explains the shita of Tosis over here. Why Tosis did not hold like Rashi? Because he assumed like the tzad of the Achronim, at heter of the Vlad is chal memela, it's not considered that a maisa shchita was done to the Vlad. Now as far as Rashi, however, the way Rashi learned the suffix of the Gemara, we're talking about being mechayiv the shechit for shechting chulin ba'azara, here lechad there would be a good raya to the chakira of the Achronim. You see from here that it is considered a ma'isa shchita being done to the Vlad, otherwise what would be the tzad to be mechayev him? So the Mikdash Dovid in his countries in the back, and Simon Beis at Sifkot and Gimel, he quotes Rabbeinu Gershom over here on the side of the Gemara. He says Rabbeinu Gershom seems to have learned the pshitas of the Gemara different than the way Rashi says. Rashi says what the Gemara was pshit was, over here there would be no iser of chulin ba'azara, because the pasuk says, Kirchak mcha mokan vizavachta, the iser with the chiv malchus according to Rashi, it's only when he was supposed to shecht the berichug makayim over here where he could not do so, since the mother was the carbon, here there would be no iser, there would be no chiyuv malchus. Rabbeinu Gershom, however, says that the pshitus of the Gemara was that there is no chulin ba'azara over here, and his lashon is dahalav bar zvichahu. And the Mikdash Dovid explains what Rabbeinu Gershom means to say is, in this case, there was no ma'aser shechita done to the Vlad. In other words, gufa like the tzad, that the heter of Ben Pakua is not the pshat that it also had a shechita, rather that it's hutar without a shechita. And that was the pshitus of the Gemara, that here there is no Isra Chulin Ba'azara, since there was no Shechita done to the Vlad. If you go like this, Mahalach of Rabbeinu Gershom, then in truth, really, you could learn the Safka of the Gemara Derech Rashi. The need was, as far as the Maisa Shechita of Chulin Ba'azara, is going to be Chayav Malchus. And the question was, there is no Maisa Shechita done to the Vlad. According to the Tzad of the Achrayim, that the Heter is Chayav without a Maisa Shechita, what will be the Safka of the Gemara? You could learn, this is good for the two Tzadim of the Gemara, how to understand the Heter of Ben Pakua. If you understand that the heter is that we consider that a shechita was done to the Vlad, then he will be over the Isser of Chulin Ba'azara and he will be chayiv Malchus. The other side of the Gemara is gufa to say that the heter to the Vlad is not like the shechita, rather midin kol b'behema teichelu. And the Gemara was pashut the shayla like the second side, as the Rabbeinu Gershom explains, since the pasuk says kirchak mcha makam v'zavachta, it's only when you do a zvicha. Here there was no zvicha done to the Vlad. And in truth, Rabbi Yochum Fishel wanted to use a similar mahalach to explain Rashi over here, to explain why Rashi did not want to learn like Tosis, that the need is as far as the heter achila on the basar, that the need is as far as the iser of the maisa shchita schulin ba'azara. So he wanted to say that according to Rashi it would be poshut, that as far as the iser achila, that definitely would be. And that the Gemara did not have a suffix. Since the heter of the Vlad was chal aydei maisa shchita ba'azara, regardless of whether you hold it's considered a separate shchita on the Vlad, or it's mostly within kol behima teichelu. The ma'isa the heter was chal on something which is chulin. Idea ma'isa shechita nazara that definitely would be included in the isra chila of chulin ba'azara. The gemara's only suffix was as far as the ma'isa shechita, whether it's considered a ma'isa shechita chulin ba'azara, and that's goof of tali in these two stadim as we explained, whether we consider a separate shechita on the vlad or the vlad has a heter without a separate shechita. And that the gemara was poshut that there is no isra because it's not considered a separate ma'isa shechita on the vlad. Ma'isa, as we pointed out, and as the Migdash David says, it would seem to be difficult to say this b'das Rashi. The Rashi explains the pshitus of the Gemara at the top of Yud Beis and Yud Aleph would not be matched, but this is what the Gemara is being poshut. This is the Malach of Baruch official to explain that you can learn the sugya al derech Rashi. And the suffix is as far as the Malkus for the Shechita school in Bazara, but as far as the Chil of the Vlad, it definitely would be Yasser, because its heter was Chal Aidei Maisa Shechita, which was done in Nazara, and that the Gemara never had a Shaila. So Akapam Lemaisa, what comes out, according to Rabbi Yerucham Fishel, is that the Mahalach of Rashi to say that the Suffolk is as far as the Maisa Shechita, that goof will be telling the two Stadim of the Achrenim. As far as the Chil of the Vlad, that the Gemara never had a Suffolk, that definitely would be Yosser. According to Taisis, Taisis assumed that the Dover Poshet, that as far as the Maisa Shechita, we cannot be Mechaev in Malkus. Taisis held like the Tzad of the Achrenim, that the Heter of the Vlad is not through Maisa Shechita. Therefore, there's no Tzad to be Mechaev in Malkus on the Shechita. Suffolk only is as far as the Achila of the Vlad, and the two Sadam of the Gemara are, do you say since the Maisa, the Heter of the Vlad, was Chal Aidei Shechita, which was done in Nazara, therefore the Vlad would be Asrim within Chulun Bazara, or do you say since the Maisa, the correct place where the Mali was supposed to have been Shechted, was inside the Azara, here there would be no Isra Chulun Bazara, and the Gemara was Poshut like the second side, here he was not supposed to Shecht B'richuk Makoim, because the correct place of Shechita for the Mali was Bifnim, therefore the Vlad also will not have an Isra of Chulun Bazara. Now the next suffix of the Gemara, Boy Minei Abayim Rav Yosef, Hi Chulin Uvlad Ashlamim, V'shachta B'chutz Mahu, the Gemara is a suffix, what happens in a case where the Vlad inside is Ashlamim, but the mother is Chulin, and Shachta B'chutz, Izi Chayek Mishem Shchutei Chutz. And Rav Yosef was Peshut the Shaila, either from that which it says, V'Viyom Lashem, or from the Lashon of Pesach HaYomayit in the Pasuk, from there then the only Chayek on Shchutei Chutz, something which is right to Pesach HaYomayit, was right to be brought now as a carbon B'migdash. Here, where the Vlad is not really until it's born, there is no Chiv Mishom Shchutei Chutz. The Lishleim explains, even though this is a Beferish Mishnah in the beginning of Paras Chatos, any behemoth which is not really the Pesach HaYomayid, for example, Mechus Rizman, even after it's born, but until it's 8 days old, it's not really to be brought as a carbon, there also then is a Yerpotar B'chutz. So where is the suffix of the Gemara over here, that a Vlad, before it was born, you should be Chayv Lo Mishom Shchutei Chutz, and Chayv is not really the Pesach HaYomayid, what was the suffix of the Gemara? So he explains that before it's born, in a way it's better than Mechusar's man, because before it's born it is possible to have Akrova Bifnim. If we'll be Makdish the mother, and Oshecht and do Akrova on the mother, that'll be considered Akrova on the Vlad as well, as we saw in the Afiral from Aleph, if both the mother and the Vlad have a din of a Chatos, even if the Vlad is not Neskadish Midin Vlad Chatos, it's its own carbon, because Makdish both of them as separate Chatois, still when he's Makrov the mother, the Vlad is also Nechal with all Dine Chatos. As we explained over there, Hakrova on the mother is considered Hakrova on the Vlad as well. If so, in this case, the Gemara had its hat to say that perhaps it is considered Roy Lepesach HaYomayid, since there is a way to be Makriv of the Vlad now already, even before it's born, by being Makdish and Makriv of the mother. The Maisa of the Gemara was pleased that this is not considered Roy Lepesach HaYomayid, since the Vlad itself is not Roy Lakrova, that if she could have been Makdish and Makriv of the mother, that would not be enough to make it that the Vlad is considered Roy Lepesach HaYomayid. Now the Ram, when he brings this din, he paskins that one is not chayav mishum shchutei chutz. However, he still says that it's osur to shecht a behemoth which has a vlad and toy, which is a carbon. The lashon of the Ram in Perek Yud Ches Hilchos Maisa Karbonos Halacha Yud Gimel is behemas chulin sheubro kachim mizbeach osur lishchut oisav bachutz v'mshachar einei loike mpnei sheinei ruvi alavei lufnei Hashem. So those Ram paskins that he's not chayav mishum shchutei chutz. Still, it's also the chatchila to do this. The Advaz on the side of the Ram explains because once he shechts the mother, it's no longer possible to be makir of the Vlad, which is ready neskadish as a carbon, since the Vlad also is considered to have been mutar aidei the shechita of the mother, midine ben pekua, it cannot have another shechita. Since it cannot have another shechita, it's not going to be shech to be makir of it as a carbon. So by shechting the mother b'chutz, he's disqualifying the Vlad from being brought as a carbon. And the Sfas adds further, he says, in truth, the Vlad is possible for another reason, because the Vlad now has the status of Yotze Doifin, which is possible for a carbon. Once he shechts the mother, the child did not have a regular birth, the child was taken out of the mother after birth, it's possible to be brought as a carbon, even if it would have been possible to do another Shechita. Now continue on to the Mishnah. The first din of the Mishnah is Ein hamaduma midamei el lefi cheshbin. And the Gemara says, Amish says, D'loy k'rab l'yezer, this din, whether meduma is midamei el lefi cheshbin, is a machlikas tanoim, the Tanakama Reb Lezer in the Mishnah over there. Rashi explains, what is the machlikas? According to the Tanakama, if one saw of Chumo fell, for example, into 23 sawin of chulin, Rashi in Dibur Masl el lefi cheshbin, the gist that we have befenenu is that Rashi says, one fell into 24, however, that those who changed the Gersa, it would seem the correct Gersa is, one fell into 23. So now, in this 24 Sa'in, there's one Sa of Chumba, 23 Sa'in of Chulin. Now, if one Sa of this mixture again falls into Chulin, we dine as if it's only 1/24 Chumba, which is one Lug, therefore, if it falls into a minimum of 77 Lugin, so now the one Lug of Chumba has 100 Lugim of Chulin connected it, the Chumba will be Nisbatel. Rabbi Eliezer, however, would hold, in this case, when one saw of Chumah fell into Chulin, and then from that mixture another saw fell again into Chulin, we'll say, saw Shanafla Hisha also, we'll assume that the saw that fell in of Chumah, that's the same saw that came out and fell again into Chulin, and therefore you'll need from the second mixture, again, 100 saw of Chulin in order to mevatel that one saw of Chumah. Now it's important to stress over here that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, he does not mean to say that after the first saw of Chumah fell into Chulin, now already, since there was not enough chulin to be mevatel the saw of Chumah, all of the chulin gets a din of Chumah, and we've done as if everything is osir. That's not what Rabbi Lezer says. Rabbi Lezer would be masking that if afterwards the second nefilah, if more than one saw from the first mixture falls into a pile of chulin, we don't need the chulin to be 100 times connected to everything that fell now in the second nefilah. And as long as there's enough chulin connected that one saw, the saw that fell in originally to the first mixture, that already will be enough to be mevatel it, since the chulin from the first mixture did not get a din of truma, that remained chulin. And the second point we see from Rashi over here is that when we say that in the second mixture, according to the Chacham, ein midamas el lefi cheshbin, you could even count the rest of the chulin which fell in from the first mixture towards being mevatel the truma. As Rashi says, if in the second nefilo you have 77 lugin of chulin, the 77 along with 23 of chulin from the first mixture, that will be ready enough to mevatel the one leg of truma. And this would also be true even according to Rabbi Eliezer, which again, as we said, Rabbi Eliezer is maskim at the time of the first nefilah, the rest of the chulin does not become truma. So if, for example, one saw of truma falls into 10 sa'in of chulin, and afterwards all these 11 sa'in fall into 90 more of chulin, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the truma will be nisbatel, the first 10 and the second 90 will be mitzarfs together to be mivatel the one saw of truma. Now, in this Mishnah and Truma is in Perek Hei Mishnah Vav, both in the Pirush of the Rash and the Pirush of the Rosh, both of them explain this Nekud al Derech Rashi. You can mitzarf the chulin from the first mixture together with the chulin from the second mixture. They both use the same example which Rashi gives over here by us. The one saw of Chumah fell into 23 of chulin. And there we see the correct gifts in Rashi by us as well, is also 23, not 24. But Kapan, they also say that if afterwards one saw falls into another 77 lugin, that already will be enough to be mevatel the lug of Chumah. The 23 lugim of chulin which are in that saw that fell the second time, together with the 77 more lugim of chulin, we bestarf together to mevatel the one lug of truma. However, in the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam, he says otherwise. The example which he gives is that if two saw of truma fall into 20 saim of chulin, altogether now you have a mixture of 22 saim. If afterwards 11 of these saim fall into another pile, so they have to fall into another 100 of chulin in order for that to be bittel. Because in these 11 sa'in which fall, this is half of the original mixture, and the original mixture had 2 sa'in of truma, so these 11 are assumed to have 1 sa'in of truma. In order to mivatel that 1 sa'in of truma, it has to fall now into 100 more of chulin. The Rambam is before that you don't count the 10 other sa'in of chulin. The Chayyad Rambam should have said, if it falls into another 90 of chulin, it's enough to mivatel the 1 sa'in of truma. The Rambam is before that the other 10 sa'in of chulin which fall in from the original mixture, they don't count during the second nefilah to be mevatel the one saw of truma. Rather, you need 100 more. This is how the Rambam paskins the halacha as well in the Yad Chazaka and Perek Yud Gimel Hilchos Truma Halacha Gimel. There he uses different numbers. His example is if 10 sa'in of truma fell into 90 sa'in of chulin, it's only midamei lefi cheshbin. Therefore, if 10 of these sa'in from that mixture fall into more chulin, so you could assume that there's only one saw of truma. Therefore, you'll need 100 of chulin to be mevatel it. Rambam again as before, you don't say that you only need 91 more, and you could join together the other 9 of chulin. Rather, the nine son of Chulin from the first mixture do not count towards being mevatel at the time of the second nefila. The Marikurkis over there on that Rambam is a medayik like this. He quotes over there the Rambam Pirish Rishnais, who says like this as well. However, he says this is not like the Rash or the Rosh on that Mishnah in Trumas. And he brings Rashi over here in Tmur as well. He says Rambam also is not like Rashi. And he concludes, the Davar Tzarech Yishuv of Iyun, he doesn't understand what is the Pshat in the Shita of the Rambam. And Rekreger as well, which is brought on the Gilgin on this Rambam, he also points this out. He says Rambam is not like other Rishonim. And he quotes the Prichodesh in Yeredeya, Simon Tzadik Tes, Sifkat and Chof Aleph, who's also Matmiya on this Rambam. Now the Sefer Pritoyer, the Erechaim HaKodesh, on Yeredeya, Simon Tzadik Tes, Sifkat and Yerbeis, he has an Arichos on this Shita of the Rambam. And he explains that the Rambam's din is true only in this case. The Rambam was talking about where 10 son of Truma fell into 90 son of Chulin, and it was not enough to be Mevatel the Truma. Afterwards, 10 son from this mixture fell into Chulin, which was less than 100 saw, then it's Asr, but if it be more than 100 saw, then it would be Mutter, since you have 100 connected that one saw. Since from the 10 of the second Fila, we assume that one of them is Truma, it's enough to have 100 connected that one. As opposed to the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, you need 100 times the 10. We have to be chayshish that all 10 that fell during the second nefila were the 10 of Truma from the original nefila. Now it's only in this case where there were 10 saw that fell during the second nefila, we assume that one of them is Truma, it's enough to have 100 connected that one. In this case, the Rambam holds, you cannot count the other 9 that fell into the chulin by the second nefila, since it is theoretically possible that the other 9 really were Truma. So although the sheet of the Chacham is not like Rebbe Eliezer, we don't have to be chayshish that all 10 that fell during the second nefila are truma to the point that now you would need 1,000, 100 connected all 10. That much the Chacham do not hold, but they would hold that the other 9 that fell during the second nefila, since it is theoretically possible that they were really truma, you cannot even serve those 9 to the pile of chulin that they fell into. Rather, you need 100 of chulin connected the one saw that fell in that's assumed to be truma. In other words, the Rambam would be maskim if, for example, there was one saw of truma that fell into 10 sign of chulin, and then all of those 11 son fell into another 90 of chulin. In that case, the Rambam would be maskim that you can't be mitzarif the 10 from the first nefila to the 90 of the second nefila, and you have 100 connected to truma. Since in this case, you definitely do not have more than one saw of truma. When 11 fell during the second nefila, only one is truma, the other 10 are definitely chulin. In this case, the Rambam would be maskim that you can mitzarif the 10 with the 90 to have 100 connected to one saw of truma. So again, the whole din of the Rambam is only in the case but at the time of the second nefila, although the rest of the son, you don't have to be chayshish were truma, only kefi cheshbin, but since they're theoretically possible to have been truma, that Rambam holds, they're not mitzarif together with the chulin, to have 100 connected to truma. And the Sefer Derech Amuna from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and Perek Yud Gimel, Sifkat and Lamanehe, he brings a Yushami, which is also mavur like this, and it seems from there that it's only din derabanan, it's a chumra derabanan, not to be mitzarif, to reach 100 chulin connected to truma, if it's not vadai chulin. Here in this case, where it is theoretically possible that the other 9 which fell together with the one saw of Shuma, they're really also Truma, therefore they're not mistarif to reach 100 to be Mevatel the Chulin. Now, in this Indian of Ein HaMeduma Medameya Elo Lefi Cheshbin, we would be remiss if we don't mention the major Machlikis Rishonim in Chulin, that when we say the Klal of Chaticha Nas and Nevela, this is the Sugya in Chulin Daf Kuf and Chulin Daf Kuf Ches, in both these places, Gemara brings the Klal of Chaticha Nas and Nevela. Chaticha Nas and Nevela means that when you have a chaticha of basar which has absorbed in it tam iser, and there was not enough in the chaticha to mevatel that tam iser, you didn't have shishim connected to iser, so that chaticha became aser. Now you look at that chaticha as if it's entirely dover aser, and if it'll be nesarv with something else, you'll need shishim connected the entire chaticha. Now Tosis over there in Chul and Daf Kuf brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Ephraim that this klal, a chaticha Nas and Nevela, is not true by all Yisurim, and it's only true by the Isra of Basar B'Cholov. So if, for example, some milk is absorbed in a piece of meat, and you don't have Shishim connected to Cholov, that meat becomes Asr. Now we look at that meat as it's entirely Asr, not just the size of the milk that got absorbed in it, and if it's Nesarif with other Chatichos, then already you'll need Shishim connected the whole Chaticha. The Hesber is, why is Basar B'Cholov different than other Isurim? Since the Basar and the Cholov, each one individually, is a Dover HaMutter, yet when they get combined together, the Torah says they become Asr. Here we look at the Isr as if the entire Basar and the entire Chalav becomes a Davar Asr. So even though it's only a small amount of milk that got absorbed into the meat, still now that it did get absorbed and it wasn't bottled, so the entire milk and the entire meat become a Davar Asr. Now if it's Nisar with something else, you'll need Shishim connected the entire Chaticha. Taisa there, however, brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, who argues in Rabbeinu Ephraim, yells at the din of chaticha nas in the vela, which is also known as chanan. That applies by all yisurim, not just basar v'cholov. And Tosef over there, all the way at the bottom of the omer, kufa med aleph, he says, l'chor from er din of ein hameduma medameya el lefi cheshbin, that would seem to be a right to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Because if you'd hold that chaticha nas in the vela applies by all yisurim, why don't you say the same thing here as well? When you have truma, which is nesarev and techulin, and you don't have enough chulin to be mevatel the truma, if you'll say chaticha nas in the vela, so all of the chulin now becomes a dover asr, meaning it all gets the din of truma, and you should now need 100 keneged all of the chulin. Taisa, however, says that we could answer this right, there shouldn't be a kasha in Rabbeinu Tam, because when does Rabbeinu Tam say chaticha nas in the vela? It's only by dover alach, something which is nivla. For example, if you have a piece of meat of heter, and Tam from Israel is absorbed into it, there the entire chaticha becomes usr, and you'll now need enough heter to be mevatel the entire chaticha. A shenkin a dover yovish, a dry mixture, where there's no blius between the isser and the heter. For example, if an apple of truma falls into a bunch of apples of chulin, so the dinim of dimua apply, you have to have 100 apples of chulin connected to one apple of truma. If you don't have enough, so all the apples of chulin become usr. However, here we don't say that all the apples now become chaticha di isura, and now some of the apples from the original mixture again fall into more apples of chulin, that you need enough chulin to mivatel all of the apples from the original mixture. That you don't say, because the klav chaticha nasa in the veil does not apply to a dover hayovish. The Maisa of this Teretz is not so pashut, because although it could work in the case of dimua, the Ran of the Nechulin asks, what about the next case of our Gemara, the case of mechametz? Asik is before ena mechametz mechametz el lefi cheshbin, the same din as dimua, and the chayr by chimutz, that already is something which has blius, it's not a dry mixture. Yet still a din is, we don't say chaticha nas in the vela, we don't say that all of the original mixture, it's a din of a dover aser, now we have to mevatel the entire original mixture as if it was all aser. This is a kasha which the Rishonim and Chulin deal with. Taisa over there does not ask this kasha, and the truth is it could be the reason why Taisa did not ask this, is because Taisa's an asig on Maisa has a whole different pshat, and what a Mishnah means, Eina mechumetz mechametz el lefi cheshbin. Rashi explains it to mean similar to the first din of the Mishnah, Eina meduma medamei el lefi cheshbin. The din of Eina mechumetz mechametz also means if he has an Isa of Chulin, which was nischametz through Sa'or of Truma, the whole Isa became Maser. And afterwards, some of that original Isa fell into another Isa and was mechametz the second Isa. So the din of the Mishnah is, the second Isa only becomes Aser if there was enough from the original Sa'ar of Truma to be mechametz the second Isa. In other words, it's kefi cheshbin, proportionately, whatever ratio of Sa'ar of Truma to Isa of Chulin there was in the first mixture, that same ratio in the second Nefila. If there would be enough of that amount of Truma to be mechametz the second Isa, it would become Aser. And we don't say that once the first Isa became Aser, the entire first Isa is already considered a Dover Aser, and it can ask for the second Isa. That's how Rashi learns the Sugya. Taisus over here, Dimar Mesel Einam Mechumetz, he argues on Rashi, he learns the din of Einam Mechumetz, Mechametz El Fi Cheshbin is a whole different din. It's a much simpler din, and that is, if he takes, for example, a Kazayis of Sa'ur of Truma, and a Kazayis of Sa'ur of Chulin, and he puts it into the dough, and it's Mechametz the dough, the dough only becomes Aser if the Sa'ur of Truma was enough on its own to be Mechametz the Isa. This is really the shaila of Zev Zegirim, as Taisus explains. Here you need both Sa'urs together to be Mechametz the Isa. And the Mishnah is telling us that we cannot be mitzar for the Sa'ar of Chulin to Aser the Isa if the Sa'ar of Truma alone would not have been enough to be Mechametz it. According to the way Taisus over here learns, the din of Eman Mechametz Mechametz, El Lefi Cheshbin, the Kash of the Shainu over there in Chulin would not be difficult. This second din of the Mishnah is not negated to the Klav Chaticha Nas in the Vela. We're not talking about in a case where there was one mixture, then some of that mixture fell into a second mixture. Maybe in that case, he would say Chaticha Nas in the Vela. Here we're talking about a whole different din, that the Sa'ar of Truma has to be enough on its own to be Mechametz the Isa. It can't receive any help from the Sa'ar of Chulin. That would not answer the Isa. Now continue on to the Gemara, which discusses the line of the Mishnah, which says, Ein Mechatos Nasin Mechatos Elo Ematan Eifer. Rashi explains, this means that the Mechatos has to get its status of Mechatos through Matan Eifer, and therefore the Maim has to be in the Kli first, afterwards he puts in the Eifer. If I put in the Eifer first, and then afterwards the Maim, then it's going to become a Mechatos through the Nesinas Maim, and that doesn't work. The Matan Eifer has to be what makes it into Mechatos. Now, Nagoyis HaGon Amar Aleph, on the Mishnah, in Oitz Aleph, he points out, that Rashi changed the Girsa that we have Bifaneinu. Our Girsa is a Mechatos, Oisin Mechatos, and Rashi was Gers Ein Mechatos Nasiv Mechatos. And the Gaon explains, you don't have to change the Girsa. You could be Gers Ein Mechatos Oisin Mechatos. And what it would mean is that if one has a Mechatos which is completed already, he already put the Eifer into the Maim, and it's kosher as mechatos. Afterwards, he wanted to have more mechatos, so he added additional water. Then in that case, it's not kosher, because he's trying to make mechatos by adding more water to the original mechatos. And the din of the mission is, the only way you could make mechatos is by adding afer into the mayim, and not by adding more water into the mechatos. Now, the Gemara Nomer Beis brings that this din of the mission is really a machlekes tanoim. And the Gemara brings a brisa which is talking about meseita, is a machlekes between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. They argue about the offer which is supposed to be taken from the Karkaha Mishkan, besides that which they add to the mayim, the scrapings from the parsha which is written to be scraped off into the mayim. According to the Tanakama, it has to be that first the mayim is in the kli, then afterwards the offer, if you switch the order, it's possible. According to Reb Shimon, even if the offer was in the kli first, also it's kosher. And Reb Shimon explains that there's a gzeir shava between mechatos and meseita. Both of them, the pasuk says the words offer. In mechatos, the correct word would have been efer with an aleph. And Torah B'davka writes offer to make this gzeir shava. And from here we learn, just like by meseita, the mayim is supposed to be in the kli first, and the offer is supposed to be placed on the mayim. As the pasuk says, "Umin ha'ofer asher yia bekarka mishkan nikach hakain v'nosan el ha'mayim." So too, mechatas also, you first put the mayim in the kli and then afterwards the efer. However, you also know gzeir shava in the other direction, just like by mechatos, if b'diyeved he put the efer in first and then the mayim, it's kosher. So too, by meseita also, if you switch the order, it's kosher. And the Gemara explains, what is his mekar? How does he know that by mechatos, if he switches the order, it's kosher? So the Gemara explains, since the pasuk by mechatos says, V'nosan olav mayim chayim el keli, from the words v'nosan olav, that would be mashma, you put the efer in first and then the mayim. But from the words mayim chayim el keli, would be mashma, that the first thing you put in the kli is the mayim chayim, afterwards you put in the efer. From here we learn that either way works. The lashon of the Gemara over here is, ha-ketzad, rotza offer lamata, rotza offer lamala. That line of the Gemara would be mashma, that he could do either one, he could choose either one l'chatchila. However, the Gaon points out in Nois Aleph, and this line of the Gemara means, if there would not have been gzeir shava, then he would have been able to choose either option lechatchila. Once we have gzeir shava, then we learn from meseita that lechatchila he should first put the mayim in and afterwards the efer. Taisus is like this as well on the Banam Dimar Maschel Haketzad. That from gzeir shava we learn that din lechatchila that first you should put in the mayim, then afterwards the efer. But like upon the point of our Gemara is to say that our Mishnah is going like the sheet of the Tanakam and not the sheet of Reb Shimon, since according to Reb Shimon it's also kosher in the case where he first put in the efer, then afterwards the mayim. Now the Shaila, however, is, according to the way we saw from the Girsa of the Goyin on Amud Aleph, the Goyin says that we could be Girsa in the Mishnah, in Mechatos, Eisen Mechatos, and the Goyin explains what that means to say is that after the Mechatos is made already, then you cannot add more water, which means either way you cannot add the Mechatos to other water, or other water to be poured into the Mechatos, since the din is it has to be made Mechatos through Matan Efer, so that includes two din, and firstly that has to be that you put the Efer into the Mayim and not the other way around, but also includes a second din, that you cannot add more water to the mechatos, because there also he's trying to be machshir more mechatos, not through a matan efer. Now the shaila is, when the Gemara Omer Beis says that Reb Shimon argues in the din of the Mishnah, so we understand that according to Reb Shimon, you could even put in the efer and then afterwards the mayim, even though you're not making mechatos aidei matan efer, you switch the order, that's also good. But what would Reb Shimon hold in the case of the Goyin, in the case where he already made mechatos? Would Reb Shimon hold that that's also okay? Since Reb Shimon holds, obviously you don't need that the mechatos should become kosher agdei matan efer, because in his case you put the efer first and then afterwards the mayim, that's also kosher. The melehu adin, you could add more water later, it's also not a problem. Or is there a tzad to say that according to Reb Shimon, in this case he would be maskim, once he already made the mechatos, if he adds more water afterwards, there Reb Shimon would maskim that it's not good. So the Chazish discusses this in Parah Simon Yud Aleph Sifkot and Yud Beis. And he says, L'chor, according to Reb Shimon, the same way you could put the efer in first and afterwards the mayim, so if you put in some water, as soon as you put in a drop, that already becomes mechatos. And when the rest of the water gets poured in, so what you're really doing is you're adding more water to mechatos. And still then, is it according to Reb Shimon, it's kosher? This would be right, that according to Reb Shimon, you could even add more water to mechatos. And the pshat would be that he doesn't hold that mechatos has to be made al-yidei nesinas efer. Therefore, even if you add water later, it would also be okay. However, the Chaznish quotes a Tosefta, which is Mavur, not like this. The Tosefta says that Reb Shimon is Meide in a case where first he put in the Mayim, and then afterwards the Efer, and then he decided he wants more water. If he has more water afterwards, it's not good. The only way to be Machshir now is if he puts more of Efer Chatas on it. If he doesn't know the Matan Efer, then it already will be kosher. And the Chaznish says, although the case of the Tosefta is where first he put in the Mayim, and then the Efer, after he added more Mayim, the Tosefta says that it's not good. The same will also be true if he first put in the efer, and then he added mayim, and then he stopped adding mayim, and later he decided he wants to add more mayim, there also would be a problem. And even though, as the Chaznish tainted before, every time when you put in the Efer first and you start pouring the Mayim, the first drop of Mayim which goes into the Kli already makes it into Mechatos, and then afterwards you're adding more Mayim to the Mechatos. Why is that not a problem? And in this case, it is a problem. The Teretz, as the Chaznish says, as long as he's continuously pouring, we look at it as if the Mayim which is being poured into the Kli is still attached to the Mayim which is in the other Kli that he's pouring from, that's the Din of Nitzuk, it's all attached. As long as that's the way he did it, then it's okay. But once he stopped pouring, once the flow of water stopped already, and already he got a din of mechatos, if he adds more mayim later, that's already a problem. And then the Chaznish goes on and he says, L'cher, there's a kasha on this from Esrig over here in Tmura. Because Esrig says, Ein mechatos oisa mechatos, that's the lashon of the Mishnah. And the Gemara says that this is not like Reb Shimon, because according to Reb Shimon, mechatos is oisa mechatos. That would seem to be mashma, that according to Reb Shimon, if you have mechatos already, and you want to add more water afterwards, that's fine according to Reb Shimon. How does that fit with this Tesefta? And according to the Girsa of the Gra, this is exactly what the Mishnah means to say. This Lashon Ein Mechatos Ois Mechatos Gufa means, once you have Mechatos, you cannot add more water, because the only way to be Mashu Mechatos is Aidei Mata Nefer. L'chor, according to the Tesefta, Reb Shimon is maskim to this din. So the Chaznish says, in the end, he concludes, L'chor, what you have to say is, since the Lashon of the Mishnah is Ein Mechatos Ois Mechatos Elim Mata Nefer, that which the Gemara says that our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, is from those few words, Elim Mata Nefer. That's mashma, the only way to make mechatos is by first putting in the water and afterwards putting in the efer. According to Reb Shimon, b'diyavad it's kosher even if you put the efer first and then the mayim. Sayinichnaim, the din of ein mechatos, oisa mechatos, that din is true even according to Reb Shimon. Once the mechatos is made already, adding more water will not be kosher. But you don't have to make the original mechatos by first putting in the mayim, then afterwards the matan efer. Even if you do it the other way around, it's also kosher. That's what the Gemara means to say that our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.